Om Shanti. 25th October 2019, Friday. This is from today's Sakar Mudli. Sweet children, the Father has come to remove you from the depths of hell. It was for this that you children invited the Father here. Sweet children, the Father has come to remove you from the depths of hell. Kumbhi Pak Nark. It was for this that you children invited the Father here. Sometimes Baba says, I came because you invited me. Sometimes he says, it's my duty to come. It has nothing to do with your invitation. Sometimes he says, I come because it's my part in drama. I have to come. That's why I have come. Sometimes he says, I come to free you from your sorrow, from your sufferings. So, sufferings or sorrow. Sometimes he says, I come because I have to give you the fruit of the bhakti that you did. So, fruit of bhakti. And sometimes he says, I come because I am the father of all the souls, and he is known as world benefactor. So he has to prove to the world that he is definitely the world benefactor. He has to prove to the world that he is the egoless, incorporeal, and viceless. He has to introduce himself to the world. That's why he comes. So he gives different reasons at different times. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, you are neck deep in bhakti. At another point, Baba said, you are neck deep, drowned in vices. That's why Father has come. So, Baba comes on this earth and he reveals many of the secrets. His one of the purpose of coming is revelation of secrets, the mysteries which are there in this world. So he comes to unfold, to decipher that mystery of the world. And other thing is, he is the sermonizer of Gita. So there is so much untruth in the world. So he comes to establish truth. He comes to establish, to re-establish the truth and the new religion. So one of the purposes of his coming on this earth is establishment of heaven. So he comes to establish the heaven. So he comes for various reasons, not just one. He comes to meet those long lost and now found children. So if you look at his advent, at his coming into this world, we can think of so many reasons for which he is coming. And he comes in an incognito manner. He doesn't come with that hue and cry. He comes in very secret manner. So today Baba is saying, sweet children, the Father has come to remove you from the depths of hell. This is definitely the hell. In today's Sakar Murli, at some other point, Baba said, all the five elements have become Tamopradhan. Once upon a time, these elements were Satupradhan and they were your slaves. There was a time when there was not so much heat that would cause you damage. But now, everything has become Tamopradhan. Everything has degraded. And when the house is built and it becomes old and all attempts have been made to repair it but to no avail, that time Father comes and he establishes a new house. So his purposes are many. He wants to remove us from the depth of hell. The Hindi word that is used is Kumbhi Paak Nark. There are about 28 different types of hell described in scriptures. Tamisra, Raurav, Maharaurav, Kumbhi Paak, Andhakoop, Vaitarni, Pranrodh, and many other like that. Kal Sutra. Shalmali, Vishasan, Ayapan. These are the names of total. There are about 28 different types of hell. The fifth type is Kumbhi Paak. Kumbhi means, Kumbh means this vessel. This container. Those who engage in sense gratification, in killing animals and eating them, like non-vegetarian food, they are said to go into this Kumbhi Paak hell. Those who consume non-veg. The scriptures mention that they will go to this type of hell, where the body will burn. So, heaven is only one, but hell are 28, which are described in scriptures. For each sin, you will be thrown into some particular type of hell. So, Baba says, this world itself is hell at present. Why? Why this world is hell? This world itself has become hell. Why? Because of myths, misconceptions. Myths, misconceptions, because of the corruption, because of the sins, because of the lapse of moral values, because of falsehood that is practiced in the world, because of the cheating, ignorance. Because of the ignorance, because of the superstitions, because of the unnecessary, useless religious rituals like killing of animals, killing of human beings, because of the wars, because of the vices. The world has become hell. So many things have entered the world. This world was once upon a time so beautiful, and now it has deteriorated. So total deterioration of the world has happened. You have five vices, then you have jealousy, you have hatred in the world, wars in the world, oppositions, dislike. This is the world of crying. Everybody is in sorrow, everybody is suffering, everybody is in pain, everybody is in agony. This is a world of diseases. In golden age, you will have beautiful body, healthy body, vibrant body, and no diseases. But the today's world is the world of diseases, illnesses, ailments. This is the world of untimely death. In today's Sakar Murli Baba said, in golden age there would not be any untimely death. But this is the world of untimely death. So diseases, untimely death, old age, that makes one absolutely helpless. Short life. And this is the world of crying. Everybody is in sorrow. There's hardly any home, any house where you will feel, you will see people happy. So everywhere, sorrow is increasing. This is the world of neurological disorders, psychiatric problems. Half of the world is madhouse, where people are suffering from depression, insomnia. They can't sleep whole night. They spend without a wink of sleep. So, because of this, the world is like hell. Look at the natural calamities, the rains, the floods, the famine, and other man-made disasters. The factories, the pollution, greenhouse effect, black hole. So many things. Everything is polluting. We are destroying this atmosphere, this world with our own hands. So this is a world of sorrow. And then this is the world of body consciousness, bodily attraction. This is the world of criminal eyes. Not a single eye is civil. Every eye is criminal. Then this is the world of laziness. This is the world of sloth. This is the world of carelessness. Here everybody is sitting idle. In today's Sakar Murli Baba said, don't waste your time. Only things. Listen to this knowledge. Then churn this knowledge. Simiran, remember this knowledge. And then tell this knowledge. Relate this knowledge to others. This is in today's Murli. Listen to this knowledge. Churn this knowledge. Simiran, Ugarna. And then explain it to others. This is what you have to do. Don't waste your time in worldly things. And then this is the world of waste. Waste thoughts, waste words, waste speech, waste actions, waste behavior. Everywhere is waste rampant. This is the world of karmic accounts. In today's Sakar Murli, in blessing, Baba said, the real Diwali means? Real Diwali means? Real Diwali means to finish all accounts. That is the real Diwali. That is the vidhi, that is the methodology of celebrating Diwali. Be manmanabhav and then do manoranjan. That is the method of celebrating Diwali. Diwali is not just about celebration, but first step is manmanabhav and then do Diwali celebrations. Without that, there is no Diwali. Your old sankalp, sanskar swabhav, old sanskar nature, and old chal chalan behavior. To finish this all with one strong determined thought is to celebrate Diwali. This is the definition in today's blessing. So this is the world where crackers are busted and people waste their money. There are lamps outside, but the inside lamps are totally extinguished. There is utter darkness within, only the lights outside. That's not the real Diwali. The house, they are putting so many rows of lamps. The houses are decorated. Color clothes are worn. And there is celebration in the air. And crackers are busted. And sweets are distributed. And people look as if they are enjoying, but there is utter darkness in the soul. The soul lamp is not burning. Only the outside lamps are burning. And no matter how many lamps you put out, that is not going to burn the ignite the inner lamp. Unless and until the lamp of the soul is ignited, unless and until that lamp is kindled, no amount of lamps outside will do any good. There would be just a short-lasting, ephemeral, temporary, transitory celebration, giving transitory joy. That's it. Nothing more than that. So this is the world of waste company. This is the world of vicious sanskars. This is the world where people are irritated. This is the world of fear. Everybody is fearful. Everybody is fearful. There are unknown fears in the world. People don't know what is happening to them, but they are really fearful. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, when death will come, don't ask what will happen. People will hear just a small voice and they will have heart fail. And they will start wandering here and there. Why re? They will start wandering here and there. They will be so much fearful. The death is around the corner. This market of death will become super hot one day. So, this is the world of death. This is the world of sorrow. This is the world of fear. This is the world of irritation. This is the world of diseases. Anityam asukham lokam. Asukham. There is no happiness here. Happiness is like will-o'-the-wisp, mirage. It's an optical illusion. You feel there is a water there. There are trees and you see the shadow of the tree and you feel as if this is water from distance. But when you reach, the water is not there. This is mrigamarichika. This is will-o'-the-wisps. This mirage, this illusion is this world where there is no happiness. And yet, there is still hope. This is a world of temptations. This is a world of begging. Everybody is a beggar. They are asking something or other. No soul is fulfilled. No soul is rich. And everybody is suffering from spiritual poverty. Poverty of character. Poverty of purity. Then this is the world of theft. Everybody is a thief here. Everybody is a thief. This is the world of theft. This is the world of ego. Everybody is riding high on his own ego. So this is a world of egoistic tendencies, egoistic nature. This is a world of selfishness. Everybody is self-centered. That's it. My family, my wife, my husband, my children. Nothing more than that. They are caught up in attachments. So Baba says this itself is hell. Where there is so much disturbance in relationships. Tubular vision. Selfishness. Contracted heart. The heart is not expanded. The heart is contracted. And all contraction is death. All expansion is life. So there is no expansion of heart. This is the world of mischiefs. This is the world of crime. This is a world of thanklessness. No, every soul is ingrate. Thankless. Nobody is thankful to one another, to each other. And this is the world of deception. Everybody is cheating. Everybody is a fraud somewhere or the other. So if you analyze this world as a detached observer, you will find that this world has really deteriorated. It was not like this once upon a time. There's a dishonesty, there's cheating, there's deception, there is falsehood, false accusations, crimes, and so many things. There's a world of sensual indulgence, sense gratification, fashion, and cheap entertainments, cheap songs, cheap entertainments, cheap jokes, cheap literature. There's vulgarity in the air. So this is such a world. So Baba is saying, why Baba has come? To change this world, to transform this world. One must sit all alone multiple times, many times, and contemplate on the nature of this world. What is this world? How is this world? And how much entangled I am in this world. How much free I am from all the worldly bondages, chains. This world itself is a prison. This world is a narkagar. This is the prison, and which is a hell. So, keep away from this world. Be in the world and yet detached, like the leaves of the lotus. Be in the world and yet unaffected, intact, totally untouched by this world. The one who is like this, he alone is safe. The one who is involved in the world, engrossed in the worldly activities and tendencies, somehow the color of the world colors him and the sorrow comes. As I said, the world is full of sorrow. The sorrow will enter. So Baba has come for this purpose. But sweet children, the Father has come to remove you from the depths of hell. It was for this that you children invited the Father here. So you have invited him, and what sort of invitation you have sent? Come in this impure world. Baba laughed at the invitation in today's Murli. He said, he did not say any adjective add, but I will say, he would be saying, what a stupid invitation you have sent. Though he has not sent and added any adjective, but he laughed indirectly that you have sent with this invitation in this world of thorns and world of monkeys. Come in this world, impure body. In yesterday's or day before yesterday's Murli, Baba said, the soul is impure, the soul is dirty, and the body is dirty. And you have called me in this body, in this world. But whatever, I have accepted your invitation. And I have come because you are my long lost, now found, beloved children. You are the apple of my eyes. In English they say apple of the eyes. Some of the Punjabi women says pineapple of the eyes. You are the pineapple of my eyes. So it's for this that you children invited the Father. So Father has come. So contemplate, think, reflect on the nature of this world. What's happening in the world at present? Where all the souls are rushing? What is the natural tendency of the whole mob? Where the mob is rushing, where the crowd is going, and where I am going? Woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep. That's a poem. Om Shanti.